Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I never would have imagined homeowners association topics are very, very popular on this channel. And I remember at the very beginning, the first few times I mentioned them, I thought, well, no one's going to get into this, but it's always kind of bugged me. Well, turns out everyone's into it. So several people sent me a story out of Baltimore. Homeowner fined $40,000 for a few inches of fence. And now that she's tied up with the HOA in court. It's a homeowner fighting over a fence and whether or not it is in the right spot, plus or minus a few inches. Maryland's second highest court has now weighed in on this, but it looks like it's not over. Mallory Sofasti wrote this for WMAR. Disputes between homeowners and their condo or homeowners association boards are not uncommon, but a Maryland woman said her board took it too far. And of course, if you're this long in court fighting over this much money, things have gone sideways, as they say. The disagreement began over a fence and the boundaries of the property. The fence cost around $8,000 to install, but so far the litigation has cost closer to $40,000. So we've already dwarfed the value of the fence, and this does sometimes happen. This argument began back in 2017, says the woman who lives in Autumn Hills community in Waldorf, Maryland. She obtained permission from the association to construct a fence in her backyard. So she went and said, I want to put up a fence. He said, knock yourself out. In March of 2018, the association told her that the fence was encroaching on the community's common area and forest conservation easement, which is the wooded area behind her home. They told her that her fence was off by 8 inches. It was 8 inches in the wrong direction. Okay? A few months later, the HOA sent a letter to her telling her the association was going to take legal action if she didn't move the fence. She said she obtained an estimate and went back and forth with the HOA on who would pay for it. Then the HOA filed a lawsuit in Charles County Circuit Court in March of 2019, asserting the fence was still encroaching and seeking a $25 a day fine dating back to when the fence first got there, which would add up to about $3,500, plus they want attorney fees and costs. And I pointed out before that quite often the rules will say, when you join our association, you agree that if we ever get involved in litigation with you, you have to pay our attorney fees and court costs if you lose. That's quite often in there. I don't know if it's here, but quite often it is. At the hearing in the fall of 2019, the woman represented herself. I would suggest that's a mistake. But you might say, Steve, you're an attorney. Of course you're going to say that. Okay, that's fine. She said, I felt like it was a frivolous case and the judge would hear me. But she lost. Afterwards, she moved the fence within the boundaries established by a survey that they hired, a company, they hired a surveyor to come in and measure it, and the HOA then contended the fence still wasn't in compliance. In April of 2021, they were back in court where the judge ordered the woman to pay $22,000 in fines and nearly $17,000 in attorney fees and court costs. She said it was devastating mentally, emotionally, financially. When I heard the ruling from the judge, it was just unbelievable. I immediately got up and left the courtroom. Following the judgment, she sought legal help to file an appeal. I believe it was around the time that the warrant had been issued for the sheriff to come and try to seize their house, says the attorney who is now representing the woman. So apparently, they have begun a foreclosure action on the house for the unpaid fines and costs. On January 7th, 2022, the Maryland Court of Appeals heard the case, and instead of helping her, the HOA doggedly pursued litigation against her, racking up attorney's fees, and by the end of this case, were pursuing fines and fees for over a year for encroachments of under 1 inch in one corner of the property. Now, that's her attorney arguing, and her attorney is saying that when the fence got moved, it was literally within an inch of where it needed to be. So the judge asked the attorney, you're saying the whole dispute is over an inch? And the attorney said, yes, at the end of this case, the dispute is over an inch, less than an inch, Your Honor. So then the attorney for the HOA says, it only matters that they're encroaching. And if they're encroaching, they're encroaching. That's the attorney representing the HOA in response to the questions about whether or not we're talking about 1 inch here. In April of 2022, the Court of Appeals ruled that the HOA did not act in accordance with its governing document. Here's the quote. We observe that the complaint states that several notices were sent to appellants, but none met the requirements outlined in the declaration. We note further that the complaint states that fines would be incurred beginning November 1, 2018, But the president testified that beginning October 4th, 2018 is when they should start. We conclude that the HOA violated the contractual tenets of the covenant declaration and the fines were improperly assessed. As a result, the court abused its discretion in awarding fines. So the Court of Appeals looked at the procedure and said, look, if you want to really get somebody for violating your rules, you've got to abide by them too. And there are rules in there about what kinds of notifications are legal and official for the HOA to make to its members. And so they're saying that they did not follow those. So the declaration for the HOA say very clearly, different notices that homeowners should get and the due process they deserve before any further steps happen against them. And that was not followed here, says the attorney for the woman. So the case has been completely reversed and her clients, all the fines have been taken away. All the attorney's fees they will owe to the HOA are taken away. And actually they were awarded costs. So the Court of Appeals spun this around. Now, the TV station's reporter tried speaking with the HOA president about the decision, and the attorney for the association said no one was available for comment. A few days later, a reporter knocked on the president's door to see if he was available, but no one answered. But the HOA attorney sent a statement. The HOA board, in good faith, pursued the matter to fulfill their duty to enforce the community covenants. The HOA was naturally disappointed with the outcome of the appeals case. However, the HOA respects the decision of the court and is complying with its mandate. The woman, meanwhile, says, I feel somewhat whole, but not totally whole because I've been under a lot of stress. And the TV station points out that there's actually an organization in Maryland that you can complain to with the Maryland Office of the Attorney General about homeowners associations and condominium associations. But keep in mind that the governing documents become a new set of rules for the game you're playing, for lack of a better way of saying this. So, you know, if you're playing Monopoly, you use the Monopoly rules. If you're fighting your HOA, you use the HOA rules. But what this case boils down to is the woman asked, can I put up a fence in my backyard between my yard and the common elements? They said, yes, you can. She put the fence in, and they said the fence is in the wrong spot by 8 inches. Got to move the fence. Moving the fence is pretty much the same as tearing it down and rebuilding it. It's going to be an expensive process. So she goes through trouble. She does that. They come back and they go, you're still off by an inch. Or possibly less the way it's written. And at this point, they're still fighting over it. A mistake was made, I believe, by not hiring an attorney at the very beginning because an attorney may have spotted the issue with the notices and so on. And by the time they went to court, they're arguing over $40,000, which a huge portion of was attorney fees, court costs, and so on, incurred by the HOA fighting over this. And now there are going to be people out there who are going to say, Steve, technically speaking, if it's off by an inch, it's still off. And I agree with you on that. And that's actually one of the real strange parts of the story. I have hired surveyors before. I have built fences before. And I have always been cognizant of the idea that something like this could happen. So I've got a house. I've got a yard. One house I was at had two neighbors. Loved them both. Great neighbors. And so I had a neighbor behind me on this side and a neighbor on this side. I was in a corner, okay? I went and told both neighbors, I'm building a fence, doing it for my dogs. I don't want my dogs running around out back, loose, obviously. And I want them to be able to run around in my yard. And I don't want to have to, you know, put them on leashes and so on and leads and whatnot. So I want them to be able to run around loose in my backyard while I'm back there with them. So there's going to be a fence, right? Fence. Everyone understand? So I talked to my neighbor. By the way, what's interesting is the guy who lived behind me on one side of me was the guy who built my house like 40 years earlier. That guy knew the property lines like the lines on his hand, okay? So we were talking about it, and then I went over and I talked to the other neighbor, and I said, yeah, I'm going to put a fence down this side. Hope you don't mind. No, not a problem at all. In fact, there was something unsightly there. I believe there's some really ugly bushes and a partially beaten down fence. I'm not even sure who owned it. I said, but can I chop this all down and remove it and put it in a fence? Yeah, absolutely. The guy was happy. And so one of the fence lines was on my property, both sides. It didn't matter. But I went and spoke to both neighbors. And then when they came out and staked it, I talked to the neighbors. Come on over here, take a look. This is where the fence is going to go. Sure, great. Knock yourself out. Now, this is a little different in the news story because the woman obviously could have called somebody from the HOA and said, here's where the fence is going to go. And they may have looked at it and said, oh, okay. And they come back later and said, still off. And that can be a problem. But if you hire someone professional to do these things, especially if you get a surveyor and they mark it properly, it shouldn't be a problem. But I've also heard people who talk about if you build a fence on a fence line with, say, a neighbor you don't like. Let's suppose you've got a bad neighbor, okay? And you go out and you draw the line and you put the fence right on the line. There's a good chance the neighbor's going to say, you know, your fence is on the line such that half of it's on my side, half's on your side. So shouldn't you actually put the fence right inside the line? So the outer face is on the... And you do get into this thing where the earth is not a perfect plane, okay? So the ground can be a little uneven. There can be trees along the line. I've had situations before where I was talking to somebody and they said, yeah, I want to put a fence right down the property line. There's a tree right here. Which side do I go on? And do I actually have to go down and around and like this? Or do I go up the tree and past the tree? Or do I chop the tree down? These are all real life, real world issues, you know? So you're going to run into these issues. But my concern here is that she went to court without an attorney at the get-go when she knew the HOA had an attorney. They've got to have an attorney. So she goes into court without an attorney and she loses that first round. And now, like I said, on appeal, her attorney appears to have caught the fact that some of these notifications were sent wrong. And the real question is, at the very, very end, the fact that this all got tossed on the technicality of the notifications, what happens now if that fence is still off by a fraction of an inch? Can they make her move it? Presumably, they could. The question, of course, is, does anybody really want to bother with that? And is it really off by a fraction of an inch? And I'm sure you know that in the old days, when they did surveys with chains and transits and all that stuff, you'd always wonder about a fraction of an inch. Nowadays, the guys have got the thing with the satellite thing on top of it, and it's reading all the GPS things. And I suspect the accuracy has gotten to the point where they say it's a fraction of an inch. It's probably a fraction of an inch, but there you go. But that just shows you how wildly these things can spin out of control. So we all thought that the woman feeding her cats was bad. Not her cats, but the neighborhood cats, Bob and Carol. Here we have a homeowner fined $40,000 collectively with the fines and attorney fees and court costs for a fence being off by a few inches. And the HOA took her to court and it made it all the way to the Court of Appeals in Maryland. But it appears that there's a good result here, but just a lot of hassle along the way. So Jim, Edward, Melky, and Todd, thanks for sending it from WMAR Baltimore. Homeowner fined $40,000 for a few inches of fence tied up in court with the HOA for years. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. We are all here on Earth to help others. What on earth the others are here for? I don't know.